Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
This podcast is part of our Cannabis Sector CEO interview series, and our mission, as always, is to help investors and listeners understand more about the investment opportunities available in the public marketplace. I'm Dave Jackson. Today, we're excited to be joined by Stephen McCauley, Chief Executive Officer of Empower Clinics, a vertically integrated company trading on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the symbol CBDT. The company owns and operates a network of physician-staffed medical clinics in Washington State, Oregon, Arizona, and Nevada, treating more than 165,000 patients with a variety of qualifying conditions while enabling individuals to improve and protect their health. Empower Clinics provides treatment solutions through its physician-staffed clinics that are focused on education, data, and efficacy. Mr. McCauley is a successful business leader and corporate director with extensive experience in automotive and financial services industries. Prior to joining Empower, he was founder and CEO of Privatus Technology, CEO of Expel Technology, CEO of GE Capital Fleet Services UK, and Senior Vice President of Penske Automotive. Quite the resume, Stephen. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate the time. And I'm a little seasoned, so I've had good fortune of a lot of great career highlights that have really helped me deliver the way that we're doing right now.
Excellent. So, Stephen, as we head into autumn 2019, I know that can be a little depressing for some of our listeners, but regardless, what are Empower's main initiatives moving forward right through to 2020?
Well, for us, you know, for me every day, it's about execution at all levels. You know, we are running a public company and we have a very important responsibility to our shareholders. And they're, you know, they really want us to deliver results and growth initiatives. So for us, you know, the main things are the further development of our Sun Valley Health clinic brand. We own 10 corporate or 9 corporate clinics, and we've launched our nationwide franchise program. But more importantly, we're diversifying what our clinic services are all about. So the consultation aspect still continues, but we're adding additional services or modalities and also diversifying, making each clinic a retail location for our own formulations of CBD product lines and other premium health and wellness products. So that leads into our product strategy. So product development is, and particularly CBD product development, is one of our top most important initiatives. And we just announced the joint venture that I know we'll talk about a bit further, but our extraction facility build out is mission critical for us for the balance of the year so that we're in production in 2020, not only filling the requirements of our own product product needs, but also whatever wholesale transactions we can put in place or other third party, you know, white label manufacturing contracts for our high quality hemp derived CBD distillate and isolate.
Okay, gotcha there now. Your company's byline is a vertically integrated CBD life sciences company. Sounds like a lot. Can you explain to our listeners what that means? And, you know, to the average retail investor, what are the core benefits of that?
Well, this diversification and this concept of vertical integration for us and for me started with our clinic foundation. But to me, as I took over the company at the beginning of the year, I felt that, you know, clinics really shouldn't be the entire public company. I felt it's one important vertical. We have 165,000 patients in our database that we have direct access to and have had a direct prior relationship with. And we see hundreds of patients every single day in our network. But as we looked at the market and what we should be, I felt that we were should be positioning ourselves as a global health and wellness brand, this life sciences brand that not only are we connecting with our patients, but we're delivering product and formulation on the hemp-derived CBD part of the industry. And then ultimately, I felt that if we wanted to have the most defensible business model and the most access to growth capability, we should be going vertically downstream into CBD extraction and the science of CBD extraction. I don't think that we need to be a farmer per se at that layer. We have a lot of great experienced, hemp farmers in the United States that we can access. But connecting the science behind the plant and the R&D of extraction to our products and then into the supply chain of our network of clinics, or whether it's online at our retail shops or on retail shelves in the future, that's what vertical integration means to me.
Now, let's get to the recent big news. Let's segue right over to the joint venture partnership with Heritage Cannabis Holdings for the production of hemp-derived CBD oils and formulated products. Stephen, can you walk us through the deal?
Yeah, boy, we're so excited about that, this announcement. What the deal in essence is Empower through our U.S.-based assets. So I already established our first extraction facility just outside of Portland, Oregon, 5,000 square foot brand new build facility. We took possession of it in June. We went ahead and started some preliminary IT system build out, a security system build out. And then we applied for, and we've already been awarded our Oregon hemp handler's license. And those are prerequisites to get started. Heritage Cannabis is a much larger Canadian LP, very well capitalized, and they're already experts at extraction through their Pure Pharma division out of Kelowna. So Heritage was introduced to us through our new relationship with Endocana Health. Heritage secured a 30% ownership position of Endocana Health. And Endocana, they are very much involved in the formulation science of CBD-based products. And they have a number of formulation partnerships and pending third-party manufacturing opportunities for the formulations that they create. So when I got to start working with Clint Sharples, the CEO of Heritage, it became evident that a joint venture really made a lot of sense for us, because they were looking for a pipeline to get to the big U.S. markets. They didn't have that presence there as of yet. We already had the established presence. Portland is one of my main hubs. I have Oregon-based corporations and entities. I have payroll services. I have corporate banking. And I have direct access to hemp biomass supply. What Clint and the Heritage Group bring is they have a large balance sheet. They're experts at extraction. And their part of the relationship going is they'll provide the capital, the CapEx, the funding for the first extraction refineries that we're going to build. And then we'll run it as a true joint venture, and we'll work all of that out in the legal structure in our definitive agreement that's pending.
Well, you've certainly received some positive buzz since the announcement just over 24 hours ago. I'm going to read one here verbatim. Proactive investors, buds and duds, cannabis stocks nudge lower, but Empower Clinics soars on new joint venture with Heritage Cannabis. That's not small potatoes.
It's great. It's great feedback. And, this is a very competitive landscape, as we all know. The segment has been under pressure through the third quarter, a bit of a slow summer. But I can't waver on our focus and the direction that we're setting for the company, and we have to continue to execute on our initiatives. I think we're doing quite a good job of that. I believe over time that the market will respond. We certainly did get, we saw some nice liquidity. We had nice liquidity in Germany yesterday. We had strong liquidity, on the CSE, translated to a little bit of price lift. So that's always nice. But I have to continue to focus on, what's within my control to execute as chairman and CEO of the public company. But I believe that executing on big initiatives like this joint venture announcement with a great brand like Heritage will be key drivers of future shareholder value.
Okay. Now, Stephen, your investor deck highlights how Empower utilizes quote unquote technology, research, and multi-state operations. Firstly, can you touch on the technology you're applying and why the company has focused its operations specifically in these four states, Washington, Oregon, Arizona, and Nevada?
Sure. Well, I'll touch on the technology first. So to me, technology is just critically important to our company, to the industry at large, this particular segment. And we already have a great foundation of technology. So technology to me are our operating systems within our clinics themselves. We have our electronic health record system. So it's a HIPAA compliant EHR system that all of our patients, our clinic staff, our physicians all work with. We have tremendous campaign and communication tools that we serve for our patients every single day in what we do. So as an example, we are very strong communicators by text message. We run email outbound campaigns constantly. We run call centers for outbound call communication and inbound calls from our patients. So we are using technology in every facet that we possibly can to improve our communication lines with our patients. Our patients are our customers. And that technology approach, we're really bringing down all the way through to our product design and to our manufacturing through our extraction facility. And you'll see more developments in our online presence. We just launched our CBD shop off of sunvalleyhealth.com. And that was based on securing our new merchant card processing services for CBD product sales. So I want us to be known as a technology leader, and the shareholder base and our followers will continue to see investment in all facets of technology going forward. Now, the second part of the question was, why Washington State, Oregon, Arizona, and Nevada? So part of that is really legacy. So the original historical Empower Clinics was based in Oregon State and Washington State. That was the entity that was part of the RTO or the reverse takeover back in April of 2018 and became a listed company on the CSE. Earlier this year, I think it was May 1st, I believe was the closing date, I closed on an acquisition of a group called Sun Valley Certification Clinics, headquartered in Phoenix, Arizona. Five functioning clinics in the state of Arizona and a physical clinic in Las Vegas, Nevada. So by virtue of closing that acquisition, that expanded the footprint. The Sun Valley Group, the revenue multiple for them is just about four times greater than the historical Empower Network, very successful group. And so that's why the footprint of today. So still West Coast, oriented. It made sense for us to make that first next acquisition in a region that was relatively close to us. It's a little bit easier to manage, a little bit easier to integrate. An acquisition like that is subject to audit. So I was just really thinking of, the day-to-day logistics of closing that first acquisition. So that's why we have the footprint that we have today.
Now, Empower is soon opening its first CBD extraction facility in Portland, Oregon, one of my favorite cities, by the way. Can you tell us a bit about this state-of-the-art facility and, how this is, in addition, a real game changer for the company moving forward?
Well, it is. I mean, the facility itself that we secured is in a brand new industrial park. It's just outside of Portland, Oregon. It's in a small regional town called Sandy, Oregon. Sandy, Oregon is in the kind of low-lying agricultural plains on the way to Mount Hood. Very, very strong agricultural region. I can tell you, because we're in the research, but in that county where the facility is located, there are 122 licensed hemp farms just in that county. They're in excess of 1,300 hemp farms, registered hemp farms in the state of Oregon. I believe there's more than 60,000 acres being grown right now in the state. And for us, that location was very strategic. Portland, as I said earlier, is one of my main hubs. It's my best performing clinic in the Pacific Northwest. I have my one of my main commercial banking partners happens to be in Portland, and we have manpower on the ground already. So it wouldn't have made sense to go to an obscure location in a different state and have to recreate all of that infrastructure. I already have it in that region. Why it's game changing to us is really the ultimately the control of that supply chain and vertical integration and the opportunity for significant top line revenue growth with gross profit margin attached to it. And to the extent that we fill our own product requirements, it helps improve our profit margin in our own products. Today, I use third-party manufacturing for our Solievo line and the Sun Valley Science line of products. So to the extent that we can take that manufacturing in-house, supplying our own distillate and or isolate for those products, then we pick up that margin lift. And it also makes us our business model more defensible on the product side going forward, because if there happens to be some sort of price compression or erosion or competition, because we control our own supply chain, we would have more flexibility to be able to absorb that market shift.
Steve, can you explain to our investor audience how vertical integration equates to cost savings and in turn greater profitability?
You know, I'll give you a simple example. I'll try not to, overstate or disclose too much about the math behind it. But so as an example, and this is quite relevant for all the listeners. So we have our own line of tincture bottles that are currently being sold in our clinics and on our online shop. It's under the brand name of Solievo. We third-party manufacture that, you know, with high-quality labs, but we have a cost. We're paying, you know, margin to a third party to create that bottle, including packaging, and to get it under our shelves. We currently retail those tincture bottles for approximately $55 per bottle. And these are US dollars I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. When we take that manufacturing in-house and we do it ourselves, we dramatically reduce the cost per bottle. And again, I won't give specifics on that just because it's currently confidential information, but I can use, you know, strong adjectives like dramatic, because it's an impactful and meaningful reduction in cost of manufacturing. It allows us to be more competitive if we have to be in the marketplace. If the market price remains steady at that $50 to $55 per bottle and we're competitive, all that does is bring more gross profit margin, more free cash flow, or what we refer to as EBITDA, back to the public company. So it is the epitome of vertical integration and the reason that we want to do it. The other reasons are really having quality control and quality control over our own supply chain. There are always certain risks when you work with third-party manufacturers where you don't control the labor, you don't fully control the source product that goes in. Bringing it all in-house comes with responsibility, but it gives us much more control over quality of our supply chain.
Great. Now, thanks for explaining that to our audience, Steve. Recent Stockhouse article detailed how Empower Clinics has become, once again, I'm going to quote here, a CBD-focused turnaround story in the making. Now, can you walk our audience through some of the turnaround highlights and, you know, some of the company milestones to date?
Yeah, I can. I'm very close to all of that. I came in and agreed to take over as chairman and CEO of the company effective January 4th of 2019. So we're about 9 months into the role. One of the first things that I had to do was I had to address the cost structure of the company. So we simply at that point in time had one revenue stream, and that was consultations or certifications within our clinic network in Washington State and Oregon State. We were not selling product. We weren't getting any share of wallet of any product purchases that a patient might make after they would visit with one of our physicians in a clinic. To me, that ultimately was not going to be a defensible business model. and we needed to work on, one, reducing costs. So we took on the decision to reduce headcount quite dramatically at that point in time, particularly reducing the corporate overhead structure. We also decided to close down some facilities, some legacy facilities that really were not accretive at all to what was happening. The facilities were old in some cases, not up to the kind of brand standard that I would be hoping for from a professional health company. And the cost structure didn't make sense. So meaning that we didn't have enough patient traffic to even break even on cash flow. So that became a real important first major step. The next thing that we did was identified how we would begin to position ourselves as a global health and wellness brand and what components needed to be added in. So we had the clinics and we already had 120,000 patients in the network from the Pacific Northwest. We had a start on our own formulations of the Solievo line. However, the product hadn't been manufactured and placed on the shelves yet. So that was a next step for us, was to get the formulations that we had in place into a bottle, onto the shelves, and to be made available to our clinic patients in our clinic locations. The next thing that we did is we did identify the Sun Valley Clinics acquisition. We announced that we were able to enter a term sheet, and I believe that was around February of this year. And then we went ahead and completed due diligence and got ourselves ready to do a closing. The next major thing that we did was in April, we raised $3.9 million. So that was a critical step. It was a requirement in order to execute on the closing of the acquisition of Sun Valley. We were able to use some of the proceeds from that fundraising round to complete the transaction, and that forever changed the company right there. So Sun Valley Health and the two main principals, Dustin and Andrea Klein, tremendous operators, built a great program in the state of Arizona. 52 people on the team at the time, approximately 30 physicians. That team member base has grown since then. We've added, you know, more investment, rebranded as Sun Valley Health. And now all corporate-owned clinics are under the banner of Sun Valley Health. And then we launched our nationwide franchise program. We've already attended two franchise expos this summer already. We have a third one that's taking place at the end of this week, and we're committed to a total of nine over the next 10 months to launch Sun Valley Health franchises nationwide in the United States. Then the most recent, obviously, big announcement was entering into extraction. I'd announced the facility in June. We announced the hemp handler's license, I believe, in August. And now the joint venture with Heritage Cannabis really sets us on that path for our next phase of growth, our next phase of going to market for a new fundraising, and positioning us for, you know, substantially more revenue in 2020 and beyond.
So it is full throttle, pedal to the metal for the company right now?
Yeah, it is nonstop. There's no let up. There are no breaks on the horizon for me or really anybody within our team and network. I've got a committed, passionate group of people who work for our company and are firmly behind myself and our board on the direction that we're taking. I'm just so incredibly proud of the team that we've put together, and I can't wait to see what the team looks like in 2020 and beyond.
Well, finally, Steve, can you tell our investor audience regarding the current valuation of your stock and why right now it's a good buy?
Well, I think we're tremendously undervalued, point blank, and pointed about it is, you know, we're trading at a valuation that is just so substantially lower than what I would consider to be the peers that I measure ourselves against. There are a lot of great brands out there. They're doing a great job at what they're doing. I believe we are an up and comer. It has been a turnaround story, and it needed to be a turnaround story. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I didn't really see a path for sort of true success. I think that we're executing on the commitments and the positioning that we put in place back in the first quarter and the second quarter. We had to get through fundraising. We had to get through audit. We had to get through a slow summer. But I'm not losing sight of our goals and objectives, irrespective of the current valuation. I ask, you know, the current shareholders to continue to be supportive and patient with us, to have confidence in what we're doing. I say to prospective new investors, take a look at our fundamentals. We have actual solid revenue through our clinic network already. Our 2Q results that came out were pretty nice results. I believe 89% year-over-year growth. We anticipate strong double digits again in our third quarter and our fourth quarter, you know, year-end results coming. As we add more product distribution, we bring extraction online. This revenue model is significantly different from where it was a short 9 months ago. And I can only imagine what it's going to look like as we start to get full nationwide reach in the United States. We start to get international reach, and we're looking at opportunities that are in the European community. We're looking at opportunities going south through Mexico and Central and South America. So to the extent that we start to bring these online, I think what will happen is our multiple evaluation will start to catch up and become more in line with the peers that we stand side by side with.
Oh, great stuff, Steve. Thanks for sharing all of that valuable information with our audience. Much appreciated.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We've been speaking with Stephen McCauley, the CEO of Empower Clinics. I'd like to once again thank Steve for joining us and sharing this helpful and insightful information about Empower Clinics with our Stockhouse podcast listeners and investors. I'm Dave Jackson for Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk Cannabis Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.